Our scripture for today is taken from Genesis. Please remain standing with me and let us turn to Genesis chapter 12 and read verses 1 through 6. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai, and his brother's son Lot, and all the possessions that they had gathered, and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, as you know, we have been in a teaching series called Our Great Cloud of Witnesses. And it has been an experience for me to read all the names that you all have listed as a part of your great cloud of witnesses. And I don't want you to stop. People who have affected you in positive ways that have made you the person that you are today, or have been a piece of the puzzle that made you who you are today. Please make sure you write down on those connection cards and turn in later on in the service in the offering basket so that we can write those on our wall of faith that is beginning here in the back of the sanctuary. But it is so important that you do that as we honor these folks who have gone on before us. The scripture for us today talks about God's call on a particular man's life, the call of Abram. Now, I may say Abraham sometimes in this sermon, and don't be fooled, it's the same guy. It's just that Abram becomes Abraham later on, and of course, Abram becomes Abraham, and Sarai becomes Sarah, and of course, that's what we know in our Bible stories and such from the time where we little kids is Abraham and Sarah, and so just know that I'm speaking of the same person if I slip in that way. But Abram is one of the great names and acts of history. He is remembered as the one chosen by God to establish a sacred community in which humanity could experience the blessing of God. He is revered by the Jews as the founder of the Jewish nation and by Christians as the father of the faithful. God perpetuates that legacy by using the same strategy with those he calls today, and that's folks like you and like me. Now remember that this series of messages is based on Hebrews 11, where the writer of Hebrews lists a great cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on. And if any of you watched the NCAA football yesterday and those huge stadiums that they have, all right, imagine we are standing on the 50-yard line with that cord of faith that I talked about passing through the center of that field, and all of those people cheering and more cheering us on in our walk of faith. And a part of that great cloud of witnesses, man, I tell you what a great cloud they are. People like Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and on and on and on. Now, I don't know about you, but those names and what they represent and the examples that they have become to Jewish and Christian societies alike are just a little overwhelming to me. How about you? Yeah.